With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A formal declaration about President Trump's candidacy.
The Republican National Committee is expected to consider a resolution to declare Donald Trump the party's presumptive 2024 nominee, even though only two states have voted. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the nomination. If approved, the measure would further solidify Trump's control of the party and its operation at a time when Nikki Haley is still competing against Trump for the GOP nomination. Haley raised $1 million after her second place showing in New Hampshire. Calling Haley a bird brain, Trump says that anyone donating to her campaign would be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors want the mother of a school shooter found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
It's believed to be the first case in the nation in which a parent is charged in a mass shooting at a school.
Jennifer Crumley didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Prosecutor Mark Keast says Jennifer Crumley could have prevented the killings of four students at Oxford High School if she had told school officials that her son had a gun like the one he had drawn a picture of in a classroom. Defense attorney Shannon Smith says prosecuting the mother does not serve any purpose.
An effort to make people feel like someone is being held responsible.
Ethan Crumbly was sentenced last month to life in prison. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Georgia, the Fulton County judge overseeing the criminal case against former President Trump and others is calling for a hearing to address claims the DA and her appointed special prosecutor have a conflict of interest, citing financial statements turned up in the special prosecutor's current divorce. Lawyers argue Fani Willis financially benefited when Nathan Wade took her on lavish vacations after she hired him as special prosecutor. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham delivers a gift.
His ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has purchased 14 new ambulances for Israel, which will replace ones destroyed by terrorists in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Graham dedicated the vehicles at a ceremony in Jerusalem and honored the numerous Israeli paramedics who were murdered while responding to the attacks. Graham says, quote, "We pray that these ambulances will bring comfort to the people of Israel." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge decides not to block part of a state pro-life law that some doctors oppose. State District Judge Bruce Romanek says the request for a preliminary injunction is not appropriate, and the plaintiffs have presented no authority for the court to grant the specific relief requested. A lawsuit filed by doctors will continue to play out in court, with a jury trial set for August. North Dakota outlaws abortion except for cases in which women could face death or a serious health risk. This is SRN News. Financial turbulence rocks the air travel business.
Some major U.S. airlines are struggling to cover higher costs for labor and other expenses. American Airlines says fourth quarter profit fell sharply, and it's forecasting a loss in the first quarter of this year. Southwest Airlines posted a $219 million loss for the fourth quarter. That was nearly identical to its results in the same quarter a year ago. Both airlines reporting sharply higher labor costs, while maintenance expenses are up as well. Rich Thomason reporting.
Those grounded Boeing jets are coming back beginning today. Air travelers want to know if they're safe. Well, the head of the Federal Aviation Administration says that it is his opinion that they will be, as long as airlines follow new inspection procedures approved by his agency. Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners have been grounded since early January. More details at SRNNews.com.